So you want to be a leader. How do you start? Where do you start? With whom do you start? We'll talk about that on this episode of Innovo Radio.
Welcome to Innovo Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
I've been out of pocket the last couple of months. Life has kicked in, and since I kind of do this when I don't, just as a hobby, but as a something I really love to do, life kind of got in the way, and so I apologize for not being around the last couple of months. But I've been looking at some things and thinking about some things about leadership and communication and those kinds of things, and hopefully we'll be able to delve into those some more. Today I want to talk about, especially since some people are, it's the end of the year, people are starting to gear up for the first of the year, and they're, establishing goals and doing those kinds of things. To kind of talk about leadership in the context of where do we start and how do we move forward in this whole process or this whole genre of leadership. And I want to start off with a story and then kind of move into that. A few years ago, in fact, I was in grad school, ministry grad school, working on a master's degree, and I was working in a Christian bookstore, and I had a regular who came in all the time, and so we had developed this conversation, this relationship, and we were having this conversation one night at the store, and he said to me, he said, because I've always struggled with weight. It's just kind of one of those things that I've struggled with most of my life, and now it's just habits for me that I've got to break and manage and deal with, and so I'm working on that. But he said to me, he said, David, some advice I want to give you. He said, you really need to work on your weight. And he said, because if people can't see your discipline in your body, if they can't see that you're able to discipline your body physically, then as a pastor they may not think you can be disciplined in your work. In your study of the Bible, in your teaching, in your service to your community, so you need to work on that. And that story is stuck with me. I've still struggled with it, with weight, but that story has always stuck with me. And so I was just thinking about some things in life, and talking to some with my wife, and talking about our son and some other things, and this story came back to me all over again. And so today I want to talk about where we begin to be leaders, because I really have come to the conclusion that leadership begins with the person in the mirror. We all aspire, not all, many of us aspire to be leaders, to be in a place of leadership, to have leadership responsibilities. We want to be able to control things. We want to be able to make decisions. We want recognition. There's all kinds of reasons of why we want to be called leaders. The fact is, we're all leaders. If you're a parent, you're a leader. If you're a coach, you're a leader. If you're A teacher, you're a leader. If you want a business, you're a leader. We are all leaders. And but for different reasons, we aspire to positions of leadership. And, you know, that's a whole different podcast for, a different day, because leadership is not positional. If you're only relying on your position for your leadership authority, then you're not really, you need to consider whether or not you're really a leader. But we want, many of us want those positions. But what if the way to show our leadership capacity, the beginnings of our ability to show our leadership capacity, starts with the person in the mirror? We need to self-lead. Because if you can't lead yourself, then there will be questions about your ability to lead others. It's a reality. I've lived it. I've struggled with it. It's just a reality. And so where we need to start, where this year, as you begin January 2018, as you start thinking about what you're going to do in January 2018, you start putting together goals and resolutions for January 2018 and in all of 2018, we might want to consider, how do we begin to lead the person in the mirror? It's hard to lead your family if you're not leading yourself. It's hard to lead your wife if you're not leading yourself. It's hard to lead your company if you're not leading yourself. Leading yourself is probably as hard or more difficult than leading a company, because it's easy to look at the things, the systems, the processes, the areas of concern in an organization or in other people. It's not so easy to look at those in our own lives. But yet, if we're going to be truly effective leaders, we really have to start with the person in the mirror. Self-awareness is the first key to leadership. I truly believe that. If you don't know who you are, if there is not a great level of self-awareness, you are going to struggle being a leader, because you don't know how you react in certain situations. You don't know how if you don't know how to lead yourself, you're going to struggle with leading others because of emotional leadership, because of emotional intelligence, and how you're going to react and how you're going to lead others to move past their own struggles and their own issues. If you don't know where your struggles are, if you don't know where your blind spots are, then you're not going to be able to effectively lead other organizations, other folks. Because we come to ourselves, we have within ourselves an irrationality about us. We make decisions not based on rational thoughts, but based on irrational thoughts. Our brain is wired to make the decision and then try to rationalize our decision. We make decisions from an emotional standpoint, and if we don't understand what triggers us emotionally and what moves us emotionally, then we'll never be able to understand ourselves and understand how we make decisions, and in those decisions, how we lead a family, your wife, an organization, a classroom. And so self-awareness is the first key to leadership, and self-execution is the first demonstration of leadership. And so what I mean by that is simply this. you have to be able to execute on your plan for yourself. That if you can execute on the plan for yourself, then you effectively demonstrate your ability to lead and to lead yourself. And so as you begin to think about 2018 and the plans that you have in place and the things that you want to do and all those things, let me just throw a few questions to you. What systems and processes do you have in place to achieve the goals that you have for the upcoming year? While the goal is good, and we got to remember that, the goal is good, the systems and the processes are what help us achieve the goal. And that's the important thing. So what things are you putting in place to help you achieve the goal? What sub-goals are you putting in place to help achieve the goals? What systems, what things, what habits, what are those things that you're putting into place? What are those things that you're putting into place, to help you achieve your goals? Because it's the day-to-day routine that becomes automatic in the brain that help you move toward reaching your goals. Second question, how are you tracking those systems and processes? Are you using a journal? Are you using a habit tracker? Are you using some kind of planner that's built around passion or planning or focus? Passion planner is a nice planning planner. Ink and Volt has a nice planner. Michael Hyatt has come out with a focus planner, and I have not used it, but I have used the other two. And the one that I like and the one that is becoming effective for me is just a bullet journal. And I'm able to customize the areas, the habits, the areas of that journal and tracking and what I read and what I do and goals and things that are important to me. I'm able to customize that fully because essentially you draw them out in a journal format, and I really like it. And so that's a way I'm keeping track of my systems and processes and the things that I do and the habits that I do and trying to figure out patterns of behavior and all of those kinds of things. The third question that we ask, and you can do this on a regular basis. Maybe it's once a month. That's what I'm doing. What am I learning from those systems and processes? And so, at the end of the month, I asked two or three questions. One, what didn't work? What did work? And how can I improve on what worked? And how can I fix what didn't work? Those four questions. And so you write those down, and then you begin to tweak your system. You begin to tweak your processes, your habits, those kinds of things. And all of this is a constant tweak. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. You might get there at some point, but especially starting out, you've got to stay on top of it day after day after day after day. Because effective execution requires constant and intentional evaluation. Let me say that again. Effective execution requires constant and intentional evaluation. That's important. Now, you can... If you're good enough to do this on your own, then my hat's off to you. Most of us aren't. Most of us need help. And so something that you might consider as you begin this new year, trying to reach some goals, trying to make some changes in your life, trying to lead yourself better so that you can lead your family better, lead your company better, lead your classroom better, lead your ministry better, lead your nonprofit better, whatever it is you're trying to lead. you might engage a coach. Coaches are important because coaches help us see those areas in which we which we can't see. They see our blind spots, the areas where we don't function well, the patterns that we might not see because we're not tracking the right things. Find yourself a good coach. And there are many services out there that can help put you in touch with a good coach. You can find just go through Google and find a coach, those kinds of things. I've worked with a variety of different coaches and used a coaching service, and I got put in touch with three or four coaches and had a 1 hour coaching session with each one of them, and then made the decision about which I felt more comfortable with and felt that I could reach my goals better with. I highly recommend something like that as well. Find a coach. Figure out a way to put in place those systems and processes to help you reach your goals, to lead yourself. And in leading yourself, you demonstrate that you can lead others and lead an organization. And sometimes we got to do that. There's so much stuff that we have to deal with. Sometimes we just can't lead others because we've got to figure out who we are and how we function. And to try to lead an organization or a family or a classroom or a nonprofit or a ministry is just too overwhelming. We got to figure out who we are. If you figure out who you are, if you can execute on trying to reach your goals, putting in place habits and processes and systems, then it allows you to more effectively lead others because you've got some things that are working in your life, the go-tos. You're moving forward. You're reaching things. You're striving. You're challenging yourself. You're working to get better in many areas. So try that. Think about that. Write that down. Journal it. What systems and processes do you have in place to achieve the goals that you have? Number two, how are you tracking those systems and processes? Number three, what are you learning from those systems and processes? Number four, explore finding a coach. Again, effective execution requires constant and intentional evaluation. And if you want to demonstrate your leadership capacity, start with the person in the mirror. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Innovo Radio. Check out my website, wdavidphillips.com. It's got information about me and some services that I offer and some things that I can do for you, and I'd love to be able to serve you any way I can. Also, it's got links there to my Facebook page, my Twitter account, all those things. You can find an archive of podcast episodes, my blog, some things that I write on, and all that stuff. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for listening in today, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.